This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Wake your asses up! It's your favorite deal, Al Cintron on the Fan, Absolute Cintron on a Saturday night, New York City. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Got the handsome stud muffin, Connor Green, behind the glass. Connor Verde, what's good, brother?
I'm doing good, Al. How about you?
I'm fantastic. Aaron Judge is in playoff form. Yeah, I see you giggling.
Well, you know, Al, it was a giveaway day, night game into a day game.
Yeah,
everyone's
yeah.
a little tired. It's hard to even count this one today.
0-5 with 3 Ks. He's in playoff form. We got a Knicks-Pacers rematch from last year's Eastern Conference semifinals. You know, the semifinals where multiple injuries happened to the Knicks. Everybody and their grandmother got hurt. Pacers won in 7. I wasn't destroyed because of the way it ended, but I begged for revenge, and here we are. But before I get into that, I want to talk real quick about the previous series, Knicks-Celtics. You know, nobody gave a rat's ass about the Knicks injuries last year, and I hate to see somebody go down injured, but I'm not crying and complaining one bit, and I'm not ready to give up. Eastern Conference Finals trip. Sorry, not happening. Jason Tatum, get better. He'll be out all of next year as well. But before game 4, well, let's go back a bit. Knicks were up 2-0. I had zero confidence going into game 3. I even said it on the air. No confidence going into game 3. None. The Knicks got smacked. I suggested since the Knicks stink at home, they play their home game, playoff games, you know, in the country of Mattel, right next to Legoland. Game 4, I guaranteed victory. Knicks came out, guaranteed, and won game 4. Game 5, I had zero confidence going into game 5 because the champs are the champs. Well, no, not anymore. You have to knock them out. And that group's been through a lot. So I had a feeling at home they would come out and give their best effort. And that's what happened. Derek White looked like Reggie Miller. And by the way, I'm glad that guy's gone. We don't have to see him anymore this season. Good riddance. But I guaranteed a game 6 victory. In fact, I said it was going to be a garden party. I predicted 111-93. Oh, I was off by, another 19 points? Whatever it is. It was a beatdown at Madison Square Garden. It was a garden party at Madison Square Garden. And for the people that are saying, why are Knicks fans acting like they won the championship? Let me read some names to you since the last time the Knicks played in an Eastern Conference Finals. Van Gundy was the coach. And since that time, Don Chaney, Herb Williams, Lenny Wilkins. Oh, wait, let's bring back Herb Williams again. Larry Brown, Isaiah Thomas, Mike D'Antoni, Mike Woodson, Derek Fisher, Kurt Rambis, Jeff Hornacek, David freaking Fizdale, Mike Miller, and now Tom Thibodeau. You want to know why Knicks fans are acting like they won a championship? There you go. And we'll get into the rosters of some of those teams later. That's why Knicks fans were acting the way they were acting last night. And good for them. You know, they say, well, you shouldn't celebrate unless you win a championship. Well, those people are morons. Those people are morons. Especially talking to this fan base, Knicks fans, who've seen nothing special for over two decades. A little spritz here, a little sprinkle there. That's it. And here we are, the New York Knicks. The New York Knickerbockers, 8 wins away from being NBA champions. Let that sink in. And I want all the Boston fans, 888-808-1019, that over the last year and a half that have called me when I said, listen, I know Boston's the better team. They've been together for a while. But give me Boston with the Knicks fully healthy. I'll take my chances. Boston fans called in and said pretty much that I'm smoking a rock. Those were lies. I'll take a test right now. I just knew that with Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, OG Anunoby, and then adding additions, Karl-Anthony Towns, Mikal Bridges, and the rest of the crew, a healthy Mitchell Robinson, which people laughed at, saying, well, he's not going to make much of a difference. He stinks on offense. Why are we pretending that he's the X factor? He was the X factor, dummies. He was. He was awesome. Not from the free throw line, but he was awesome. And he was in Joe Mazzulla's head. He was in the Boston Celtics' heads. Anytime he was on the floor, he was winning. He was a plus. The whole series, he was a plus. Mitchell Robinson was a difference maker. Now, of course, the usual suspects. Jalen Brunson, you know, Mr. Clutch. Bridges at home. OG Anunoby at home. Karl-Anthony Towns, finally. I've been begging for him to wake up this series. And yesterday, in the first quarter, which was everything, in terms of his confidence, not getting into stupid foul trouble again, the Knicks dethroned the NBA champs. With Tatum, they were up 3-1. So don't give me this crap about Jason Tatum being hurt. I'm sorry. The Knicks were winning that game, and they were up 3-1. Now, I feared Boston. I wasn't taking anything away from Boston. They have Derek White, Jaylen Brown, Drew Holiday, Pritchard. You know their roster. They're going to go down swinging. Yes, they lost Jason Tatum, but they have a great team. A great team. Games 1 and 2, the Knicks came back down 20 and fought back. The Knicks earned those wins. And don't let people that are not Knicks fans who have blinders on tell you Boston choked it away. No, the Knicks earned it. Last time I checked, the Knicks had to score the basketball, correct? Right. The Knicks had to play defense, correct? Right. Knicks had to rebound the ball, right? Correct. Had to make stops, correct. The Knicks earned it. See, we live in an era and social media and on TV for clickbait nonsense where we always say this stuff. Did this team win or did the other team lose? It's stupid. It's stupid. The New York Knicks went out there in Boston on the road down 20 twice and took it from the Celtics. Took it from them. Now, the Celtics stunk from three and a lot of wide open ones, but that's not the Knicks' fault. Celtics didn't make shots. The Knicks made their shots, and the Knicks came roaring back in those first two games. Game 4, same thing. Knicks, again, what are we doing? You can't get down all these points early. Knicks, game 4, win. Game 5, it was a blowout. It was a blowout. It was a Boston party. It was their farewell to their fans. See you next year. When Jalen Brunson was waving down whatever points they were, He was waving to their fans goodbye. And speaking of goodbye, Rafael Devers just hit a walk-off versus the Atlanta Braves, so the Mets keep winning today. How about that? I see you smirking in there, Connor. The Knicks took it from the Celtics. Took it from them. And Jaylen Brown saying after the game, losing to New York feels like death. Well, let me be the one to close the coffin, throw it in the dirt, and put the dirt on top of the casket and put the tombstone. Rest in peace, Boston Celtics. Because their dynasty that they wanted in, you know, owning the Eastern Conference could be over. No Jason Tatum next year. We'll see what they do. But the Knicks took it from them. Took it from them. Now, I probably would have been on the streets of 7th and 8th Avenue yesterday, but little guy was not, you know, not feeling well. So it is what it is. But game one, Wednesday night, the Knicks have home court versus the Indiana Pacers. Now, will home court mean anything considering how the Knicks have played at home this season? Well, let me fill you in on something right now. And by the way, Evan Roberts is going to be joining the show at 11 p.m. after the 11 p.m. update. So I'm looking forward to that. We're going to talk everything. It's a bad time to be a part of that coalition. I'll tell you that right now. Tell you that right now. Start selling that stock. Start selling. If OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges are scoring 15-plus points a game, no one's beating the Knicks. With Karl Anthony Towns scoring 20 and Brunson doing his thing, no one's beating the Knicks. No one's beating the Knicks. So I picked the Boston Celtics last series to win in seven because I had to see it with my own eyes. Yes, I wanted the Knicks to be fully healthy versus the Boston Celtics. It's what I wanted for over a year and a half, 2 years, whatever it is. It's what I wanted and begged for. Last year, I feel like the Knicks fully loaded and healthy would have beat the Boston Celtics with that team. But it didn't happen. We didn't get the opportunity. We got the opportunity this season, and we whooped that ass and knocked them out. You want to talk about a knockout? That's how you do it. Last night, in a blowout. By the way, Jerry Recco was also right. He predicted a blowout. They thought he was trolling. He was not. I wonder if he bet on it. We'll find out about that, I'm sure, on Monday. The Knicks are 8 wins away from winning an NBA championship. 8 wins away. And if you're a Knicks fan, you should be damn proud and damn happy. And don't let anybody tell you different. Don't let anyone tell you different because they're just hating. They're just hating. Just because you didn't win the championship last night doesn't mean you can't celebrate. You got to enjoy the ride. All of it. Especially when your team has been down in the dumps for so long. Whether it's a football team, whether it's your basketball team, your baseball team, your WNBA team, your MLS team, your hockey team, your favorite race car driver, whatever. Celebrate it. Celebrate it. It's an escape. Celebrate it.
Now, this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Ow. Will the Knicks beat the Indiana Pacers? It is going to be tough. It is. Because you know the way the NBA goes, and or anything in sports, you have to take those steps before you get to the finals and then eventually win a championship. We've seen it. The Pistons had to do it. The Bulls had to do it. You know, All these other teams down the road had to do it. You have to earn it. You have to pay your dues. The Pacers have paid their dues. Pacers have a really good team. They have probably one of the most annoying post-game interviewers and pre-game. Tyrese Halliburton. When the way his voice changes up and down all the time. And he's an annoying player on the court. He really, really is. And no, he's not better than Jalen Brunson. He's not. He's not. If Jalen Brunson didn't get hurt, he would have been on that Olympic team. But that was a blessing. Knicks, Pacers. What is my prediction? Well, I'll give you my prediction after the break. 888-808-1019. More Knicks talk. And if you want to talk Subway Series, feel free. Al Cintron on the Fan back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.